Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick stops by every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning for her weekly theater review. This week, she's caught a new play called Marjorie Prime at the Olney Theater.
Is the line blurring between human and artificial intelligence? Jordan Harrison's play, Marjorie Prime, receiving its area premiere at Olney Theater Center, straddles that line. Marjorie is an 85-year-old with increasing memory loss. Her husband Walter died 10 years ago. Modern science hasn't found a way to bring him back, but it's come pretty close. Marjorie shares her home with a carbon copy of Walter at age 30. Walter's artificial doppelganger, which is called a prime, looks surprisingly lifelike. Although, as played by Michael Glenn, he moves and speaks stiffly. When he's not talking to Marjorie, he sits motionless in a chair off to the side, his head lowered, his eyes fixed on the floor. Marjorie's grown daughter, Tess, is skeptical about this whole prime thing. Tess's husband, John, played by Michael Willis, tries to persuade her that the prime helps her mother with her memory and provides company. It's almost human.
The cool part is it can look stuff up. It can talk to other primes for practice. It's like a kid learning to talk, only it does it so quickly. That's how we think it's human, because it listens so well. It even studies our imperfections to seem more real.
But skeptical as Tess is, in the second part of the play, she's the one who needs the comfort of talking to a prime. Only this time, it's a prime of her mother, Marjorie Prime. In the title role, Kathleen Butler's Marjorie conveys greater warmth as a prime than she did as a human. Even so, Tess isn't comfortable talking to a prime. She tries to figure the prime out by asking whether it has emotions, whether it feels anything. The prime answers that it wants to know more, to be better. "You like to be more human," says Julianne Elliott's chilly Tess, who seems more analytical than the machinery she's talking to. "You want to be more human, too," the prime responds in a moment of surprising insight.
"I'm just not very good at..."
"Good at?"
"Pretending you're... Sometimes you're so good. You're so... her."
Tess's attempts to understand the way the prime works, like Tess's husband's explanations early on, help us understand the central device the playwright has created. But there are still gaps in logic, particularly in the final scene, which I won't spoil here. Is this scene imaginary? If not, where and how does it take place? A special effect suggesting snow, or maybe feathers, or little slips of paper, descends on the scene, making it even more confusing. Jason Loweth's direction navigates the tricky terrain separating the human and artificial characters. And Misha Cashman has designed a stunning set, a modern glass and stone living room overlooking the woods. But it's unclear whether this is an assisted living facility or a fancy condo, which later becomes Tess and John's home. Either way, the family's well off. How else could they afford a prime? They never quite seem like a family, though. That may be partly the playwright's point. Years earlier, this family suffered a major tragedy that is revealed in the course of the play. Can technology help with wounds that refuse to heal? There's a science fiction Stepford Wives element to Marjorie Prime. The Frankenstein-like notion of a robot becoming human also surfaced in Thomas Gibbon's Uncanny Valley, produced at the Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, two summers ago. It's a creepy subject, in Frankenstein, in Uncanny Valley, and certainly in Marjorie Prime, which is being made into a Hollywood movie. Creepiness, however, isn't the only reason Marjorie Prime is unsettling. For a play about the feelings and memories that make us human, Marjorie Prime winds up being more stimulating intellectually than emotionally.
Marjorie Prime is at the Olney Theater until April 10th. We've got links to more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Next week, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick will review Harry and the Thief at the Strand Theater in Baltimore. Coming up this morning after a break for news, Jeff Richardson tells us about the work of Mosaic. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around.